This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure. In New York City, Chinese restaurants are as ubiquitous as corner delis. They are depended on for cheap, delicious meals and late-night delivery staples. On Christmas Eve, they become secular houses for Jews to worship their dinners. Jews in New York and all across America come together on Christmas Eve to slurp noodles and thank God there are still places to eat on that most holy night. Ed Schoenfeld, culinary scholar of Chinese food, food writer and owner of upscale Chinese restaurant Red Farm, explains what he sees are the logical connection between Jews and Chinese food.
My mother grew up as one of a whole bunch of kids in a very large family there. They grew up like kind of as children of the Depression, and they shared things, and there wasn't a lot of food. And Chinese food, like, you took a little bit of meat and it went a really long way. That kind of was very consistent with the experience, I think, of a lot of American Jewish people. Chinese food is very tasty in a way that maybe in a step up from Jewish food, where Jewish food could be garlicky or dilly or based on chicken stock. You know, Chinese food was based on chicken stock, but then it added ginger and garlic and onions and scallions and chilies and soy sauce and sugar. And like Jewish food has a little sugar, but in Chinese food it goes a whole step further. So I think there was something about Chinese food that was just a very logical place for Jewish people who were assimilating into American culture, for whom, you know, being a strictly religious Jew was not that critical, that this was a very easy place to go. And it was very accessible because of its price, and it was, like, exotic and tasted good. You know, it was kind of a combination of exotic and familiar.
In addition to being drawn in by the affordability and the flavors of Chinese food, another important factor that brought Jews into Chinese restaurants was simply that they were welcomed there. Food writer, culinary historian, and author of Chop Suey, A Culture of Chinese Food in the United States, Andrew Koh, elaborates.
The interesting thing about Chinese restaurants is that Chinese restaurants did not really care who ate at the restaurants. Chinese restaurants had always been open to blacks, whites, old people, young people, you know, people of all types. Unlike a lot of other kinds of restaurants where there was really, you know, sort of like racial issues going on with them and things like that, Chinese restaurants were open to anybody. They also were cheap, and they were open almost 24 hours a day. This was like the hot thing to do, was eat Chinese food in the 1920s in New York City.
For Jews in the U.S., no occasion is more closely associated with Chinese food than Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The legacy of Jews and Chinese food seems to culturally culminate on this holiday. Ed Schoenfeld surmises why this particular day is so closely intertwined for these two ethnicities.
Jews didn't celebrate Christmas, so let's do some other non-Jewish thing that's not as explicitly Christian. Eating Chinese food on Christmas made a lot of sense. I don't quite know when it happened that Christmas became the biggest Chinese food day of the year because of Jewish people. I think it's kind of part myth, and I think it's almost been a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Some chefs are taking inspiration from both culinary traditions and are creating mashup meals that pair Chinese dishes with Jewish accents. Peter Hoffman, chef and owner of Back 40 and Back 40 West, is doing a Jewish-Chinese Christmas Eve at Back 40 West.
Here I am as a Jewish chef and a Jewish person all these years, and yet there's something festive about the holiday. So we decided to do our idea of a Chinese banquet, and since I can't show films in my restaurant to round it out, I thought, oh, I know what we'll do. We'll make our own fortune cookies, and we'll do some Jewish desserts and bring that other arm in from the dessert side.
Whether you'll be home with family celebrating Christmas or exploring new kinds of dumplings in Chinatown, we wish you happy holidays and happy eating. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is 3 Weeks by Space Ghost. Thanks for listening.